Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 44th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of October 22nd. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. October 22nd. Good philosophy must exist, if for no other reason, because bad philosophy needs to be answered. From Learning in Wartime, an essay in The Weight of Glory. Also a sermon preached October 22nd, 1939. October 23rd. An appetite for the pursuit of knowledge and beauty exists in the human mind, and God makes no appetite in vain. From Learning in Wartime, an essay in The Weight of Glory, also a sermon preached October 22nd, 1939. October 24th. Screwtape suggests, courtship is the time for sowing those seeds which will grow up 10 years later into domestic hatred. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 26. First published in The Guardian, October 24th, 1941. Also, Chapter 26 in The Screwtape Letters. October 25th. Unchastity, anger, greed, drunkenness, and all that are mere flea bites in comparison. It was through pride that the devil became the devil. Pride leads to every other vice. It is the complete anti-God state of mind. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 8, entitled The Great Sin. First a talk on the BBC, October 25th, 1942. October 26th. Everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have someone to forgive, as we had during the war. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 7, entitled Forgiveness. First a talk on the BBC, October 18th, 1942. October 27th. We want, in fact, not so much a father in heaven as a grandfather in heaven. A senile benevolence who, as I say, like to see young people enjoying themselves. From The Problem of Pain, Chapter 3. Published October 18th, 1940. October 28th. Pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 8, entitled The Great Sin. First a talk on the BBC, October 25th, 1942. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic where you can submit questions. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes.